Well, the situation is that Kevin's going to speak to the club. You know, obviously we're aware of the situation in regards to, you know, Kevin going to speak to him. We couldn't really stop that, and you know, we'll just have to wait to see what develops today.
Body blow if he leaves, because, you know, you've made him an integral part of the team, haven't you?
Yeah, Kevin's done well for us, you know, and it would be a blow. You can't get away from that. To lose him or lose any of our, you know, our players would be disappointing, because we've assembled a decent squad. But, you know, we'll see what develops today. You know, there's still a bit of water to go under the bridge, I think, in regards to that. And although it is, you know, it will be a blow if it does go, then I'm sure it's something, if it does happen, we can recover from.
Do you have an idea of what the timescale is? Is this an issue that you think is going to be sorted today? And if so, is there a chance that you could potentially persuade Kevin to stay at this football club?
Well, I don't really know, to be honest. I don't really know how long that's going to take. He's obviously down there, and they've, you know, they are speaking to him. And we'll just have to, you know, take that as it comes. We can't really see much further than that, to be honest. We'll have to. There's obviously still some issues to, you know, to come together for that to happen. So, you know, I think, you know, he's still our player. He's still registered to us, and, you know, he's still available to us. So I think, you know, that's up for debate during the course of the day, really.
Do you include him in the match day squad for tomorrow, or do you need to sort of separate that situation from the game?
Yeah, well, I think that all depends on today as well. You know, obviously, you know, he's in our squad in regards to he's in our squad for today. But depending on what happens to, you know, later on today, that might change. So, you know, we're really, you know, this is kind of happening as we speak. So, you know, there's a few issues to be addressed, and a few things might change during the course of the day. And, you know, if it is up for debate, then, you know, he won't be involved.
But do you have a like-for-like replacement, do you feel, in this squad if Kevin does go to Wolves, or anybody else for that matter?
I don't know if we've got like for like, you know, because every player is different and every player has different characteristics. But we have good players who can play in similar positions, and we can adapt and play in different ways. And, you know, that's one of the features of the squad. We have some players who, you know, can play in different positions and do well in different positions and bring different options to the team. So, you know, we never have been or never will be a one-man team, or, you know, look to go down that road. We've always got to have plenty of options and plenty of variations and plenty of mixes within the squad in order to, you know, give ourselves the best chance of winning games.
Does it show again that if you're a club in League One, for example, that has parachute payments, you're always going to have that sort of financial advantage, and there's not much that even a club the size of Sheffield United can do about that?
No, that's right. You know, money talks in football. That's, you know, that's a fact. You know, money gives you certain privileges that enable you to do things. It doesn't guarantee success, you know, that is one thing, but it definitely creates a different environment and obviously alters things. But, you know, we are where we are. We haven't made any secret of where we are, and, you know, we acknowledge that. I know that when I came into the job, you know, I came in with my eyes open. Nothing's been sprung on me, or nothing's a surprise. So we deal with it and we move on. And, you know, Sheffield United will be here for a long time, and, you know, we've had a lot of good players in the past, and we'll continue to have a lot of good players in the future. It's all about the team, it's all about the unit, and it's all about people working together. And as I say, we'll see what develops today. You know, I think there's still a, you know, a bit of work to be done, and I think there's still, you know, some things that might change, but we'll see.